Well, let's talk about how Congolese musicians earn money from beer manufacturers and other brands. Alcohol is very visible in Kinshasa. Beer manufacturers push people to drink. The two leading beer brands, Premise and Skol, are the main sponsors of artists alongside cell phone operators such as Vodacom, Airtel, Tigo, Africell, and maybe Orange. Beer companies such as Bralima and Bracongo have taken the lead in sponsoring music to the point of determining the rules of the game. They organize popular concerts and make sure the music advertises their products. Their marketing departments choose artists that are going to represent the brands using criteria such as the popularity of the artist or their own ratings. This choice can be arbitrary. Sometimes the brand sign artists considered as has been and who will accept any contractual terms. The result is often a great concert which attracts big crowds, but the group is underpaid, which most of them get very little money going to the group leaders. Artists compensate the little pay by mentioning a string of names during their stage performances. Businessmen and politicians sponsor these artists. The artists tend to thank businessmen and politicians in more specific terms. By singing the praises of their sponsors, the artists make them more visible and celebrate their status. The songs often combine the sponsors' names with nicknames conveying their ambitions. In return, the artist gets money unsolicited or upon request or services. A lot of people in the Democratic Republic of Congo sponsor musicians, sometimes unknowingly and expecting nothing in return because they love the music and the artists. Sometimes, during a concert, one might give a $100 bill to a group that will provide them with the transportation. In Congo, concert audiences show their appreciation to the artist by laying money on their forehead while they are performing. And a fund may support the musicians by helping them pay for equipment, rental, or politicians often use this type of small-scale sponsoring. Franco was sponsored by Mobutu Sese Seko. Former Congolese Prime Minister Adolphe Muzito is remembered by artists as one of the most generous politicians. He was particularly fond of the singer Evoloko Joka, also known as Emenea King. In DR Congo, musicians and politicians support each other and work very closely. In times of political turmoil and when conflicts arise between opposition and government, the artists and musicians who take a position in favor of one side or the other pay a higher price. Most Congolese who choose to do music ultimately stay in the field. Those who decide to change careers by obligation or desperation are rare. Many artists and musicians started by working in other fields. Some of the greatest leaders in the history of Congolese music tried politics to help and make a difference. Kabasele Shimala, also called Kale Jeff, was a chief of staff under Patrice Lumumba. Let's ignore. Tabulei ran for office of the vice governor of Kinshasa and did not limit himself to being only a musician. A musician trained in the endurance school that is Kinshasa tries to make a living by finding alternative sources of revenues. The Libangitude is one way to gain social status and a new identity. It also constitutes one of the most reliable sources of income for musicians of Congolese or Congo Kinshasa. Making a living from music is a mystery in Congo, which adds to the power of music.